Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, he'll build his church. He'll build his church. He is building his church. And the gates of hell, all the authority and power of hell, cannot, will not prevail or stand against the church. The church is permanent. Nothing's going to be able to permanently destroy the church. The enemy has inflicted some damage here and there, but it's fixable. And nothing can stop this rising, this expansion, this increasing of this spiritual edifice, the church. The church of which you and I are a part. You will never be a part of anything any more important than the church. The church. 1 Corinthians 3, are you there? He said, and we spent weeks on this, on growing up. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat. Hitherto you weren't able, neither now are you able. You're carnal. There's among you envying and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as mere men? For while one says, I'm of Paul, another says, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? What's going on there with all this strife and this division? A house divided what? It can't stand. Well, if it's not standing, it's fallen. Is that the enemy's plan? Oh, that's his every moment purpose, is to do something to tear up the church. Now, the church is you, me. And we're not just the called out ones. We're the what? Called together. And unless you and I get together on some level, there is no church. We can't all just stay home and do our own thing and never fellowship with each other and never join with each other and be the church. That's why he warned us in Hebrews. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together like the manner of some is. But I'm paraphrasing now. Get together and encourage each other. And build up each other. To do what? To build the whole church. Worldwide. Whatever we can do. Building the church. And we ought to be agreed together that we're not going to let the enemy's devices work to come in and put us at odds with each other and in strife and at each other's throat and divide each other and play into his hands and let him tear up the church. And tear down the church. And if you can't do that, it proves you're carnal. Isn't that right? This passage, he said, why is it that you got all these factions and you can't get together and you can't get along and you're carnal? He said, you're little babies. You've never grown up in the Lord. Well, can you see the wisdom of the Lord? He had us for weeks on growing up, growing up, growing up, growing up. Why? Why? Well, so we can get to these verses that follow the growing up part. Yes. Right? Yes. What verses are those, Brother Keith? Can you suspect what they might be? Huh? Verse 6. I have planted. Apollos watered. What? What are they planting in? What are they watering? What's the Lord building? But God gave the increase. What is God's work? Increase. What is his plan? What is his will for the church, which is you? Increase. Increase. Somebody say increase. Increase. Say it again. Increase. What am I doing today? I'm planting and watering. He mentioned, these are ministers, right? Paul, Apollos. Well, you've been planning. If you've never heard it before, we're planning. If you've heard it before, we're watering. And you got both going on. And sometimes you might wonder, well, why, Brother Keith, do you review the whole thing and go over the whole thing? Because you are not the only one in here. And there are thousands of people you can't see that are in here. Hi. Thousands. And more thousands than those that'll log on later, huh, and download and hear. So just believe with me that we're planting the right thing and watering the right thing. And if you've heard it before, don't think, I've heard that before. What does that? It means nothing. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? And if you have heard it, couldn't you use some more water? Huh? Okay, if you've heard it 100 times, couldn't you use some more watering? Say, yeah, brother, water that thing up for me. Yeah, come on. Water it up. Remind me. Let me hear it again. And in all time you're being reminded, you should be asking yourself, am I doing this? Am I doing it? Am I seeing results? He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but what? Say that out loud 3 times. God gave the increase. Say it again. God gave the increase. One more time. God gave the increase. Is that His will?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
How can you be built and not increase? Being built up is being increased. Yes. Now keep reading. Verse 7. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters. I mean, it's whether it was me that planted or somebody else that planted. That's not the thing. Whether it was me that watered or somebody else that watered. That's not the big deal. The big deal is that you got planted. Whoever it was that did it, the big deal is that you got watered. But the result is God that giveth the increase. Giveth is present tense continuum. Give and keep on giving. Gives, we'd say. Right. Said out loud, God gives the increase. Say it 2 or 3 times. God gives the increase. Again, God gives the increase. 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 That's another word for prosperity. Isn't it? Prosperity means to succeed. In reaching, it includes the ideas of abundance and plenty. I mean, if it's good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it had to increase to get to that point. It had to increase till it got half full, and then it had to keep on increasing. Till it got 3/4 full, and then it had to keep on increasing. Till it got full up to the brim. Then it had to keep on increasing till it's running over the side. Somebody say increase. 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 I just saw that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I knew it, but I didn't know it. We have taken flack for prosperity.
Yes.
More than anything else, more than healing, more than other things.
That's right.
I mean, people have called me ugly names. They've written me ugly letters. They've tried to hurt me, waited outside in the parking lot, acted like they're going to hit me. Been persecuted about this. To me, not much. To me, it's like, but we have. And throughout the years and growing in my understanding, I'm realizing flesh and blood is not the deal here. They are motivated by something else that's beyond them. It's the enemy. I mean, a man don't come out mad and spitting and trying to cuss in a church parking lot like he's going to hit you because you used the word rich in your message? Why? Somebody right and they're so upset with me about some things that we're doing and some things that we have and they didn't put a dime in it. Why would they care? Why would they care? Oh, but they do. Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And what is God's purpose in the earth?
Yeah.
building his church. He is the God who does what? Gives the increase. If you can stop the increase, you stop the building. Oh, do you see that? Why does the devil hate increase so much? Why does he care? Why does he make such a deal out of it? Because it's intertwined with the building of the church.
Hallelujah.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Now, whether you get that fully or not, don't throw it away. But it'd help you to just go around night and day saying, God gives the increase. God gives the increase. God gives the increase. The increase. And it says, yeah, but now that's talking about spiritual things. That's talking about spiritual things. No, listen. You don't believe in natural increase. You don't believe in spiritual increase either. You don't have one without the other. You don't have one without the other. They go together. Well, that went over like a lead balloon, didn't it? You can't separate them. That's like separating water from wet. You get to water, you get to wet. Right? You got spiritual increase, you will have manifested material increase. We're having church in here this morning. In this lovely facility. Got plenty of room. Bills are paid. We're not in danger of getting the lights turned off. Messages going around the world through these cameras and the internet and TV stations. None of this would be happening if there hadn't have been some material increase. If I and you and many of us had not been increased in our personal finances and able to sow into this, right? But the reason we were increased financially is because first we got increased spiritually. Is that right? How many that God has advanced you? You're in better shape financially and materially now than you were a few years ago, but you can look back and see it didn't start in your pocketbook. It didn't start in your bank account. Where did it start? It started inside you. It started in your spirit. It started in your soul, and it got in your mind, and it got in your mouth, and you started talking increase.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me